What if you, yes, you, could create a podcast, a real show, right from your phone? Sounds wild, doesn't it? But it's not just a daydream. With a creative spark and a dash of AI, you can turn that one tiny idea you've been holding on to into something incredible. Thanks to tools like Jellypod.ai, the process is streamlined, and honestly, it's so much simpler than you think. I'm Nova Vox, and in each episode, I'll give you strategies, tips, and know-how to build something truly unique, your very own podcast, your way. So let me ask you, are you ready? Ready to step into this world where your ideas come alive, where every episode will echo with your passion? The future of storytelling and podcasting is waiting for you. A persona that truly connects with your listeners can feel, well, a little overwhelming. I mean, where do you even start, right? But here's the thing. Your podcast persona isn't about pretending to be someone you're not. It's about leaning into who you are and presenting that in a way that feels natural yet engaging. If we look at the most successful shows, they tend to have one thing in common. Personas that feel alive. Listeners aren't just tuning in. They're building a relationship with the voice behind the mic. This is where storytelling comes in. Drawing from Source One, stories are a tool we can all use to make ourselves relatable, authentic, and memorable. When done well, they turn passive listeners into loyal fans. But how do you balance authenticity with some creative flair? I mean, it's natural to think, do I stick to just being me, or should I lean into something a bit more exaggerated? For me, I found that balance through experimentation. Early on, I struggled to pin down my podcasting voice. It felt like I was, you know, second-guessing myself constantly. Then one day, it clicked. The way I naturally tell stories in conversations is what makes me, well, me. So that became my foundation. AI tools like ChatGPT can actually play a fascinating role in this process. Now, I know that might sound counterintuitive, using algorithms for something as personal as your voice, but hear me out. These tools are excellent collaborators for brainstorming ideas or even practicing different approaches to narration. They help you experiment without judgment, and that can be invaluable when you're finding your groove. Thanks to AI, I was able to refine my persona while keeping it authentic to my story. And let me tell you, the transformation of discovering this balance, it's honestly empowering. It's like, once you lock into your persona, you can focus on what truly matters, connecting with your audience and delivering stories that resonate. And that's a feeling I wouldn't trade for anything. So, when it comes to truly connecting with your audience, nothing beats taking the time to understand them, beyond just numbers and download graphs, I mean. We're talking about their psychographics, what they care about, their values, even their daily struggles. And pairing that with basic demographics? That's where the magic happens. I like to think of this process as building a bridge. And honestly, Source 2 nails it with their structured framework for crafting listener personas. This isn't about guessing who your audience might be. It's about meeting them where they are. Things like age, job, location, sure, but also their interests, their aspirations. What keeps them coming back? That's the goldmine you're mapping out here. And here's the thing. Once you start tailoring your content to resonate with these audience insights, something incredible happens. You're no longer just a voice they listen to. You become a voice they trust, even look forward to hearing, like a friend who gets it. And that connection, well, it's priceless. Through actionable strategies like the ones outlined in that listener persona template, you can really fine-tune your tone, your topics, all of it. Take my approach, for instance. I consistently analyze feedback from listeners, seeing what clicks and what doesn't. And I adapt as I learn. It's like, if I shift the story style slightly for one group, or pivot the topics just enough based on trends, I'm building a space where more people feel like the content was made for them specifically, not just the masses. That's a massive shift toward engagement. Over time, these efforts pay off. Casual listeners might stumble across an episode once. But if your content feels personal and relatable, they're far more likely to stick around. Even better, they evolve into your biggest advocates. It's like this incredible domino effect. One voice drawing in another and another until you've cultivated not just a show, but a community. All right, let's dive into a bit of magic, shall we? Imagine having a creative partner who's always available, brimming with ideas, never tires, and, okay, might even be a little too perfect. Yeah, I'm talking about AI tools like ChatGPT. These tools aren't here to replace your creativity, absolutely not. They're here to amplify it. Take ChatGPT, for example. It's like having a brainstorming buddy who can help generate story ideas, test out dialogue, and even unravel the messiest writer's block. Whether you're scripting a single episode or mapping out an entire narrative-driven podcast series, this kind of collaboration introduces a spark that, honestly, makes the process feel less daunting, more exciting. Now, let me paint you a little hypothetical scenario. Picture a podcaster who's, let's say, passionate about science fiction. They've got the premise, but no idea how to flesh out characters or even connect the dots between plot points. By integrating tools like ChatGPT, this podcaster might start with a few character backstories, get tailored scene suggestions, or even simulate dialogue to feel out the flow. Suddenly, they've got like this working draft that feels alive and vibrant. That's the transformative potential of these tools. But you know, it's not all sunshine and roses. There are considerations, like keeping your unique voice and ensuring ethical AI usage. AI isn't infallible. It's a collaborator. It suggests, it enhances, but the final say? That's all you. And when you harness this balance, there's this perfect symphony between creativity and technology. It's just thrilling to witness. So, whether you're weaving tales or crafting nonfiction, AI is opening doors to new storytelling possibilities. Use it, explore it, and most importantly, let it inspire you. Storytelling, after all, is about connection. And if an AI can help you connect more profoundly with your audience, why not embrace it? And that's all for today. Join us next time as we unveil the secrets to script writing with AI as your co-creator. Until then, take care.